This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Wells Fargo has agreed to pay a $190 million settlement to the federal government after it admits that thousands of employees opened fraudulent and unauthorized accounts for customers. So the big question, how does no one go to jail for this? This is a reality check you won't see anywhere else. So Wells Fargo has agreed to pay this massive $190 million fine and has fired 5,300 employees. So what was taking place? In two words, massive fraud. 1.5 million checking accounts and 500,000 credit cards of fake accounts were set up using real customers' names in order for more than 5,000 employees to hit lofty sales goals. Now, in addition to the fact that they were overcharged, overdraft and maintenance fees, some customers also dealt with significant hits to their credit scores as a result of not staying current on accounts that they didn't even know they had. Since 2011, Wells Fargo says $2.6 million has been refunded to customers who received an average of $25. Out of that $100 million fine, only $5 million will go to victims. $185 million will go to the federal government. Wells Fargo has also said that they are firing managers and that it was making investments in enhanced team member training and monitoring and control. So how is it that while employees lose their jobs, nobody goes to jail? I want you to look at this definition here. The fraudulent acquisition and use of a person's private identifying information, usually for financial gain. So the question is that what took place? Using a person or customer's identifying information in order to set up an account that they did not request or want in order to hit sales goals or financial gain. Yeah, that's exactly what was happening here. And this, by the way, is the exact definition of identity theft. Under federal law, let alone additional state laws, identity theft, it carries a penalty of up to 15 years in prison, as well as substantial fines. In Wells Fargo's case, no one's going to jail, and the fine, we'll take a look at this, it's really not substantial. It's $190 million. It's just over 3% of the $5.6 billion in revenue that Wells Fargo pulled in for just the second quarter of this year. So what you need to know is that when Wells Fargo agreed to pay this pittance of a fine, the government also agreed to something else. It gave the bank immunity for any uncovered crimes that may have taken place during the same time period. So in short, no one goes to jail, the bank pays a comparatively tiny fine, the government gets a big pile of cash, and the victims, they get about $25 per person. So what about this deal would actually stop Wells Fargo or any other bank from doing the exact same thing over and over and over again in the future? That's a reality check.
Wells Fargo exec getting $125 million even after leading huge scam. The Wells Fargo executive who headed up the phony accounts division not only is not getting fired, but she's also retiring at the end of this year with $124.6 million in walking money. Carrie Tolstead headed up the community banking division of Wells Fargo for at least 9 years. There, officials found employees had secretly created some 2 million unauthorized bank and credit card accounts. This had been taking place since 2011, and it all went down without customers knowing. This meant customers would end up paying fees for accounts they didn't ask for in the first place. After the scandal came to light, the mega bank agreed to pay $185 million in fines, as well as $5 million in refunds to customers. Of the total fines, $100 million will go toward the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, $35 million to the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and another $50 million will be paid to the City and County of Los Angeles. The bank also said it has fired 5,300 workers over 5 years because of the shady practices. Surprisingly, Wells Fargo has not commented on Tolstead's insane compensation. In theory, the bank could claw back some of her $124 million in shares, options, and restricted stock. But we all know that won't happen.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills to restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. We've got a real treat for you this hour, and we want to get into this right away with Jonathan Cahn, his latest book, The Book of Mysteries. Yes, Rabbi Cahn was the one who caused a national and international stir with his New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds of America's future. He's been called the prophetic voice of this generation, has addressed members of Congress and the United Nations. He leads the Jerusalem Center Beth Israel in Wayne, New Jersey, and is president of Hope of the World and Outreach to Peoples throughout the world. As I mentioned, his latest book, The Book of Mysteries. But before we open the pages to the mysteries of this new book, Jonathan, first, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. It's always good to be talking to you. How you doing?
Great. Oh, and always great to be with you, Bill.
Very quickly, Jonathan, I want to give you a chance just to kind of remind people of the Harbinger, warnings that you brought to note and where we are in those warnings. Because I know some people have been a little critical, saying, well, it hasn't all exactly happened. So what do you say? What do you say to them?
Yeah, a few things. Well, the Harbingers have not stopped. And for those who don't know, in a nutshell, the Harbinger is an ancient mystery with the template of judgment that happened in the last days of ancient Israel when it was falling from God. And there were nine specific Harbingers that appeared in the land. Well, those same nine Harbingers have appeared in America. It has not stopped since the book came out. The warning of the Harbinger is that, you know, the nation of Israel, they rejected the signs that happened, and they headed to judgment. Well, that's exactly what has been happening to America. Since 9/11, America has not turned back to God. It has accelerated away from God. It is accelerating almost daily, the apostasy of America, in almost every way. And so the Harbinger has not stopped. The warning is that the nation, you know, unfortunately, I mean, I wish I could say that America woke up. It is not yet. I mean, we pray for revival, but we've been racing away from that. The signs have not stopped. Since the probably we last spoke, America has struck down the order of marriage in the Supreme Court, and I mean major things. We have continued to kill unborn children continuously. One of the things, you know, people don't realize, in the Harbinger, you actually, I will not go into the detail, but you actually have Donald Trump in there. This is years ago. I included that. I won't go into detail. We have an election right now where in the Democratic side, the leader has said that we must change deep-seated religious beliefs. You know, must be changed so that abortion can increase. We are racing away from God. That's the exact template of the Harbinger. Harbinger. And as far as just a note on the Shemitah, actually 2015 was the worst year for the stock market. This is the general pattern of the Shemitah, for those who know what that is. Since the last Shemitah, 2008, it actually produced 20% of the worst crashes in world history, in the entire history of the stock market. Was the worst year for making money since the Great Depression. So that pattern also held. You know, the basic warning is that we are a nation right now racing away from God, and it has not stopped. It's accelerated. Unfortunately, that is the pattern of ancient Israel. I wish I could say it was not the case, but it is.
Well, we continue to ignore the warnings, and as you know, as demonstrated time and again, when you fall away from God, you're a little bit more willing to exchange the truth for a lie, and more America has been doing that, Jonathan.
The pattern is that they, you know, it says in the Bible that woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And we're watching a double phenomenon. As we are calling what is evil or sinful good, and we're celebrating it, at the same moment we're calling what is good or of God evil. You know, it's no accident that there's more and more talk of persecuting Christians, that to silence them, to throw them in jail, to boycott them. That's it. But that's also what happened in the last days of Israel. And the other thing is that, you know, I'll just give you a quick thing right now. You know, the in ancient Israel, in the temple of the Harbinger, they were falling away from God. They were, as they threw out God, they were following Baal. Well, an interesting thing is that this month, in New York City, there will be an arch that will be erected now. It was canceled, and now it's been revived. The arch from Syria that led to the temple of Baal is being erected in New York City. That's never happened in our history. Even that is a sign. I mean, a false god is Baal of all gods.
Well, there's so many signs around. If we have eyes to see, Jonathan, and this is why we appreciate you coming on. And, you know, for those that have eyes that are willing to be open, the truth is before us. It is not happening behind closed doors anymore. It's wide open here. Let's talk about your new book, The Book of Mysteries. Why now with The Book of Mysteries?
I feel that, I believe that we are, believers are going to be going through a lot, and, you know, this is a very challenging time. So I wanted to, was led to do something to strengthen believers, to give them, to strengthen the church, to strengthen individuals, to be strong in the Lord. And by that is, you know, the Harbinger is the revealing of a mystery, you know, and so is the Shemitah. The Book of Mysteries is the uncovering, the unlocking of literally hundreds of mysteries of God. And what I believe it's as I would like to do it as if you're opening a treasure chest with mysteries of God, the mysteries of the age, the mysteries of the end times, the mysteries of life, the mysteries of heaven, the mysteries really of our own existence, finding your destiny as well. It has everything from the hidden mysteries of the rabbis to the mysteries behind history, prophecy, and things deep to the heart. You know, from ancient ones to what is happening right now. So it is really, I'd want to do this as a treasure chest, so I believe that's what it is.
And somewhat similar to the Harbinger, it opens up with a guide, a counselor that helps you in unlocking these mysteries, right?
Yeah. I did it in, you know, I was led to return to the format of the Harbinger, that it opens up with a man. There's a narrative around it, but what's being revealed is real, that there's a traveler or a pilgrim who encounters a man called the Teacher. In the Harbinger was the man called the Prophet. He encounters him in the desert, and this Teacher takes him on a odyssey, in a sense, a journey through a year, and every day of that year, he opens up a new revelation or a new or a mystery of God, and from takes them to mountaintops, to caverns, to the chamber of scrolls, chamber of books, to tent villages of the villagers in the desert. It's a whole odyssey. So the reader gets taken on this journey, and because it's a mystery every day, you know, there ends up being, you know, sounds like a mystery is like the record or the journal taken of the traveler, of the encounters and the teachings of the Teacher. But so because it's 365, it's a day every year, there's 365 teachings. So on the same time, as a mystery for every day, it also, the Book of Mysteries series becomes also as a devotional, but pretty much unlike other devotionals. But for every day, there's a mystery and an uncovering. And every day, there's a mission at the bottom, because it's not just to receive the mystery, it's to apply it to your life, and it can change your life. So there's
Jonathan, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up from there.
Okay.
Jonathan Kahn, The Book of Mysteries, more with Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
Attention parents nearing the potty training stage. We know how tough it can be. Mom and pediatrician Dr. Tanya Altman shares tips and tricks to make underwear training an easy and positive experience.
Well, they may be around age 2 or 3, and they won't tell you that they want to use the potty, but they'll often start showing you by letting you know that they can kind of sense that they need to go. You might see them hide under the table or behind the couch so they have a little privacy when they need to go. They also might get excited to start wearing big boy and big girl underwear. And that's often when I like to transition them into training pants. Get them excited about wearing Pampers Easy Ups. They have the look and feel of real underwear. They're easy for toddlers to pull up and down. They have a 360-degree stretchy waistband. They're super soft, and I love the amazing leak protection. They also tear easily at the sides, just in case you need to get them off right away.
For more info, go to Pampers.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
When I mention in the summer,
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We have Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. We are unlocking the Book of Mysteries. This is his latest book, and as Jonathan was explaining to us, it is laid out in a rather unique form. It really becomes in and of itself, Jonathan, which I thought was quite interesting, a devotional. So this is going to be a part of my new devotional reliance here, let me tell you.
It's on several levels, because you got the story, like the Harbinger, you've got the teachings, you've got the unveiling of mysteries every day, and then because it's one for every day, it becomes also, can be devotional. So you can read it one a day, you can read it, people are reading it, it just came out, it's coming out today.
Right.
It can be read right through, although it's almost like 365 books.
Yes.
There's so much in there. And it also can be read, you know, we're just looking for the different mysteries. So it can be on, it exists on all those levels. I'll give you a little, you know, some of the things that it has.
Give us a preview here.
You know,
yes.
Just a taste, and without, then I will get into some of them. But for instance, that thing's called the Seven Mysteries of Your Life. That there's appointed times, seven appointed mysteries that are from the Bible that mark the life of every believer, no matter what. There's something called the Mystery of the Secret Angels. I won't go into who they are, but it's something that I think will be very surprising. One of them is called How to Alter Your Past. Is that possible in the Bible? And it is. There's something called the Maccabean, one of the mysteries called the Maccabean Blueprint, and that is really probably the most detailed blueprint of the end times that God gave, that is so specific and it's overlooked, but it's there. Something called, Melchizedek, one of the most mysterious persons in the Bible.
Yes.
One of the mysteries is called the Mystery of Melchizedek, but I think very surprising in it. Something called the Shabbat Mystery Code, or the Sabbath Mystery Code, and that is that in the synagogue, when the rabbis, they have the Sabbath, they don't realize it, but it actually, what they do actually foreshadows what is yet to come. And there's so much, and it's also about, it's not only the great mysteries, I believe, of God and of the age and so much, I just mentioned a few, but also there are mysteries to really transform your life. And again, every mystery has a mission or an application for that day, but also it's about finding your calling and becoming strong in the Lord.
Well, that was quite interesting that you opened up the mysteries, the Book of Mysteries, with the mysteries of the temple.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and that is there are kind of like streams throughout the book. And so it's not only that they're individual mysteries, but that there are those which build in themselves throughout the book. At the beginning and at the end, they come home. So it's kind of mysteries within mysteries. But there's so much with the temple. I'll give you just a few quick things on that. One is called, it's called the Hata'ah. Now, you don't have to know what that is, but in the Bible, you know, there's a sacrifice called the sin offering. People have heard of that. But what people don't realize, in the original language, in Hebrew, the word for the sin offering, it doesn't just mean the sin offering or the sacrifice for sin. The word literally means the sin. So the sin offering is called the sin, because it actually becomes the sin, and then it's killed. Well, the Bible says that Messiah is the sin offering. Yeshua, Jesus, is the sin offering. But in Hebrew, he's the Hata'ah. That means he's also, he becomes sin. And there's actually, of course, a scripture that says he became sin for us. So actually becomes our sin. But what that tells us is the same word for sin offering is the same word for sin. So it means that your sin is called the Hata'ah. But that's the same word for the sin offering, which is Jesus, which is Messiah. So what it means is, get this, every sin that we have, Hata'ah, is also bears the name of Jesus, the sin offering. So every sin you have has the name of Messiah on it, Hata'ah, has the same exact word, which means that every sin you do, if it has his name, it belongs to him already. If you keep it, if you hold on to it, you're in possession of stolen property. You got to give it over to him.
Wow.
So that's just one thing. In the Hebrew, I'll give you another quick thing from the temple mysteries, and that is, you know, is it possible? You know, when in the Bible, you know, whenever God does a new thing, like when God raises up a new person, Joshua, there's always a transference. There's always a changing of the guard. Moses lays hands on Joshua. Elijah lays hands on Elisha. You know, the Messiah and the apostles. Well, you have a whole new covenant, so shouldn't there have been a changing of the guard? Shouldn't there have been a blessing from the old to the new? Could there have been someone who was that, who was representing the old and blessing? Well, there was. The people don't realize that. There's a man that everybody knows, but they don't realize the mystery behind him, who was actually represents the priesthood of Israel. He was born of the Aaronic priesthood on his father and mother's side. His birth was announced in the temple at during the priesthood ministry. He was the priest of priests, and that is the one we know as John the Baptist. John the Baptist is really the high priest of Israel. They had a corrupt priesthood, but he was God's priest. The priest was in charge of washing the people of their sins, and the priest was actually in charge of bathing the of dipping the people in water, baptism, actually in the Leviticus. What we don't realize, what's the meeting about where Messiah Jesus comes to the Jordan? That's the changing of the guards. That's the old blessing the new. It's the old priesthood blessing the new priesthood. It's the changing the guards, and that's why Messiah Jesus' ministry begins at the Jordan, because it's the moment of the transference. And there's so much to that. It's even linked to the mystery of Melchizedek, but it's just filled. There's no end to the mysteries of God.
Well, I want to go back to what you mentioned earlier in terms of Jesus becoming sin, and that idea that at that moment when Jesus took on all the sin and became the sin offering, that God turned his back on him, and how that crushed Jesus at that moment.
Yeah. There's all these things. I mean, there's so much. We're just touching on the sacrifices. It's exactly what happened. Every sacrifice foreshadows that. It had to be that way. That's exactly what happened. I'll throw something in with this. You know, he's the Yom Kippur sacrifice. On Yom Kippur, there's one of the mysteries is called the double. And that is, before the sacrifice could be lifted up, you had to have this ritual that the priest took two goats, and one goat was to be released into the wilderness. That's the scapegoat. The other goat was to be sacrificed to the Lord. That was the sin offering. Well, the thing, and the rabbi said that actually, in the time of Jesus, the two goats had to look identical, so you couldn't tell them apart. Well, here's the mystery. And when before Messiah was lifted up as a sacrifice, that this had to be performed. So that's why you have the priest put him, Messiah, and you have two men and another man, Barabbas, stood before the people, just as they did on Yom Kippur with the two goats. One had to be chosen to escape, and the other to be the sin offering. And that was Messiah and Barabbas. But the thing is, they had to be identical. Now, I'm not saying they had to look alike, but here's the thing. People don't realize, even with Barabbas, there's a mystery. We think, okay, Barabbas is a criminal, of course. But that's all that people know. But that's just a Greek. His real name was a Hebrew name, is Baraba. Baraba, you know, Jesus is the son of the Father. Barabbas means the son of the Father.
Son of the right, exactly. Wow.
and so that because we of course are Barabbas, and because he died for us, we escape. We are the ones who escape, and we become also sons, children of the Father.
Our conversation with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn continues. Thank you for joining us. We open up the Book of Mysteries. This is his latest book, and I will tell you, throughout the reading, you will have, as the Old Testament refers to, Selah moments, where it will cause you to ponder and meditate, and rightfully so. Our conversation continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Americans are banking on the go more than ever, as nearly two-thirds cite mobile or online as their preferred method of banking, a significant increase from last year. The third annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found mobile and online banking, as well as digital payments, continue to grow in popularity among U.S. consumers. More than half surveyed cite they actively use a mobile banking app, and 57% would consider or already use a peer-to-peer money transfer service from their bank. Two in five would use or already use their smartphone to make purchases at checkout. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
This year's report demonstrates the growing reliance on our mobile devices to navigate daily life and manage finances. It's important for us to be where our customers are, which is why we continue to deliver new features that provide increased convenience to our more than 20 million active mobile banking users.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, we're happy. Da, da, da. Da, 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 da.
The end of the mystery.
Da, 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 da. All right, all right, all right. Da, 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 da.
America, Bill Martinez here. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us, and it's also an honor and pleasure to have Rabbi Jonathan Kahn with us. We're talking about his latest book, The Book of Mysteries. Jonathan, last time, before we went to break, we were just talking about the significance of the symbolism. I mean, God doesn't do things by accident. Everything that comes from God is significant, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's no end to it, and if we're not the Bible, the book is as deep as its author. There's no end to the Bible. There's no end to the mysteries of God. There's so much there, whether we see it or not. That's one thing. But one of the reasons I wrote the Book of Mysteries is for that. Is that there is just no end. My thing is, how do I get this all into something? There's so much to it that there's just everything God does. I mean, He's amazing. And he's been doing it from the beginning of time. He never stopped.
Well, yeah, I mean, your jaws are in perpetual open in awe, and you just, with each revelation and, you know, each cord that you pull to open up another mystery, I mean, it is incredible. Like, for example, probably one of the most beautiful of divine mysteries is the mystery of the bride and groom that you write about in the Book of Mysteries. Break that down, if you would.
Yeah, and this is one of them where there's a stream where throughout the book, you'll have mystery upon mystery that comes to its conclusion at the end that builds. And this is where, and the teacher here for this one takes the disciple, takes to a village, a tent village of desert dwellers, and they're actually living as if they were living in Bible times. So you're actually going to witness the Hebrew marriage. And this is one of the most beautiful mysteries is the whole Bible. It goes around this. The mystery of the Hebrew marriage, and that, and I'll just say in a nutshell, you know, it's that you cannot have the marriage until something happens, and that is that the bridegroom has to make a journey from his house or his village to the house of the bride in order for there to be a marriage, no matter what. Doesn't matter where she lives, he's got to go to her house. And there he pledges himself to her, covenants with her, if she says yes, and gives her a treasure, which is called the mohar, that sets her free. Then he returns to his house and prepares a place for her. While the two of them prepare for each other, they're separated. They're considered husband and wife. They're separated for a long period of time. And then comes the wedding day where he makes a second journey. And this time, in celebration, dressed as a king, and she's dressed as a queen. And he takes her, and they're lifted up by their friends and carried away in this great procession to his house that he's prepared for him. That's a very quick nutshell. But here's the amazing thing. Here, as according to the mystery, the bridegroom has to make a journey from his house to the house of the bride. Well, 2,000 years ago, God is the bridegroom. We are the bride. We were born to be the bride if we're not. And so, according to the mystery, he has to make a journey. The bridegroom has to make a journey from his house to her house. 2,000 years ago, God the bridegroom journeyed from heaven, his house, to our house, earth. And here, he pledged himself. He offered up the treasure, which was his own life. That is the bridal price to set us free. And he covenants with her. They actually shared a cup of wine together. Think of communion. Then the bridegroom has to go back to his house, and so Messiah said, "I have to go." But the bridegroom had to prepare a place for the bride. He says, "I go to prepare a place for you." And so the two are separated. He's there, we're here, but we're engaged. And there's so much more to this. But then will come the time when he makes a second journey, a second coming, and he'll come in glory. The bridegroom comes this time to take us into his house, into the kingdom of God, when we'll be home. That's just an idea. There's so much, but that is the whole Bible is this mystery.
Exactly. What a mind blow here, Jonathan, as you unfold this. And, you know, for you, having the traditions of the Jewish heritage and upbringing and now see this come to application, this just has to blow your mind. I mean, it blows mine at my level, but for you to be raised with this, and I mean, I was raised a Catholic, and so there's some of these things that I have understanding, but you and being raised Jewish and understanding all these different cultural connections in that, wow. Unbelievable.
I think, Bill, it's part of the plan of the end times that, you know, the faith began in Israel. It's Jewish. It's for everybody. You actually become Jewish when you get born again. But I think one of the mysteries is that in the end is that he's bringing the Jewish people back. He's bringing the church back to its roots. And so he's bringing all these riches back that is kind of reserved for the end times. Like, we had one part of the puzzle piece, the church had the other part, and now we're together. Kind of a sign of him coming back again.
Yeah, and coming back for those that are ruled by God, right? I mean, that's what this was all about. The children of Israel leaving Egypt, it was a clear delineation between those that said, I don't need God, and those that said, I want to be ruled by God. It is a direct and conscious choice that we all, you know, have the opportunity to make, right?
And that is, again, another reason is for that, Bill, is that also these are the end times. One of the phenomena of the end times, and I get into end time mysteries as well, but one of the phenomena is polarization, that the dark gets darker, but the light has to get brighter. And so it's a real separation. And so this is to strengthen God's people as well. So, you know, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the mystery of the eighth day. This caught my attention when we talk about the mystery of the eighth day.
Yeah, well, this is one of the most mysterious mysteries, if I can say that, that even the rabbis don't even understand it. I'll just say this. There's one day in the Bible that God gave that is so mysterious that even the rabbis don't even know what it is. It's called the eighth day, or it's called the gathering of the eighth day. It's the very last day of the sacred year. And we'll just say this, that the eight, you know, you have seven is the number of completion, as we know, and the Sabbath and seven, and so everything's finished, complete. So what's the eighth day? The eighth day represents what happens after the end. It's what happens afterwards. It's the number that goes beyond numbers. It speaks of the day of eternity. It's the day of beyond this life. And in fact, not only that, if you look at the Bible, it's kind of, look at Revelation, it's filled with seven trumpets, but then the last two chapters are about the eighth day. It's interesting, you know, we think, you know, Jesus rose on the first day of the week, but the first day was also the eighth day. You know, the resurrection is the eighth day, which is to break the power of the old, is to live beyond, and there's actually a way to live in the eighth day now, in the spirit, and I won't go into it, but there are some amazing things that happen on this thing called the eighth day. It has to do with the opening and closing of scrolls, and which all are revelations of what is yet to come, and you know, there's a lot of the mysteries in the Book of Mysteries has to do with heaven, but living even in a heavenly life now. I'll tell you just a quick thing, and that is that, you know, one of the symbols for the Spirit is, of course, oil, the anointing of oil. In Hebrew, the word for oil is shemen. Shemen actually is linked to the number eight, which is crazy, but it's true. Wow. Because what is it? The Spirit is to give the power to live beyond the old, beyond, to break through, to transcend, to live beyond, to live in heaven now. You know, and that's how we can. And that's actually, think about it, every believer pretty much meets, we think, on Sunday, but Sunday's the eighth day. We are children of the eighth day. So one of the mysteries that's unlocked is how to live in that now.
Wow, very cool. Well, you know, the other thing that comes to mind, you take the number eight and you put it sideways, and it's the number for infinity, right? The symbol?
Absolutely.
So what does that say? Most incredible. We're talking with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn about his new book, The Book of Mysteries, as we continue to unfold them. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This message is sponsored by Elcon with USA Swimming.
Hi, I'm Dara Torres, 5-time Olympic swimmer, former world record holder, and paid spokesperson for Elcon. It takes hard work and dedication to be an Olympic athlete, but now my most important job is being a mom to my own swimmer. This summer, your children may be spending more time in the water, so it's important to know how to spot signs and symptoms of swimmer's ear and to know what to do about it. As my doctor explained, swimmer's ear, medically known as acute otitis externa, or AOE for short, is a common ear infection often brought on by water remaining in the ear after swimming, creating an environment that aids the growth of bacteria. You can learn more about swimmer's ear at drops101.com. If you notice your child has any signs of swimmer's ear, contact your doctor to discuss potential treatment options. Go to drops101.com to learn more.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty, gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour in our conversation with Jonathan Kahn, and his brand new book, The Book of Mysteries, continues. Jonathan caused a national and international stir with his New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America's future. He's been called the prophetic voice of this generation. He's addressed members of Congress and the United Nations. He leads the Jerusalem Center, Beth Israel in Wayne, New Jersey, is president of Hope of the World and outreach to peoples throughout the world. And now we have his just released Book of Mysteries that we're discussing, which reveals, you know, many things in a very different and unique way. Jonathan, tell us what this Book of Mysteries will do for our listeners.
Lovely. First, it will open up to see really just how amazing God is, how amazing the Word of God is, how amazing His workings are, how there's no end to the wonders, no end to the mysteries that actually affect our life. Actually, you know, not only knowing that or finding some of the deep mysteries of the age, and but also the mysteries of your life, ultimately, you know, because that's the ultimate thing is, you know, it's God is the answer to the mystery of our life. And even as believers, we often don't really always know where we're going or what God's will is. And part of it is because every day, not only is there a new mystery, but there there is an application, and that to be done that day, that actually will unlock that for your life. And so several of the mysteries I would link to destiny and finding your destiny in God and finding God's exact will for your life. So that as well. Plus, if someone is, it doesn't matter if you've been a believer for years, if you're a pastor or you just came to the Lord, it's really for everybody. And on top of that, even for unsaved people, this can open up their heart and their mind. Even unsaved Jewish people, unsaved everybody people, or just people who are religious, you know, nominal Christian, but this can open them up for that. And the other thing is that they actually, even for unbelievers, there's actually a call to salvation in it, because at the very end, the disciple writes about his encounter, how, you know, because the man who's being shown this actually comes to the Lord during the course of the year. You don't know when, but at the end, he says how. And so it's also even for unbelievers as well.
Jonathan, still the number one question for humanity: who am I? Why am I here?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it's not that, you know, even believers are asking that, Lord, what are you doing? Where am I going? What am I, you know? So it's not only the great mysteries of everything, of the age, of life, everything has to be ultimately from God and to us. We got to take it personally. And that's what I'm seeking to do. So not only, to reveal these things, but that it's taken personally, and that we can find truly the mystery of our life. There's a thing, I'll give just a quick thing on, you know, like how to find God's destiny. How do you find for your life? How do you find God's perfect will? Which way do I go? Do I go here? Do I go there? You know, which is God's will? I'll tell you one of them, which is kind of a different kind of mystery. The teacher takes the disciple to a mountain, and a big mountain, and he says, you know, on the top there's something waiting for you. I won't go into the deal, but there's something you have to find on the top. You have to get to the very peak, the very top, the exact spot. But you have to go. And the disciple says, well, how do I know which one? There's all these paths that go up, and they go this way and that way. He says, oh, that's the whole. You'll have to find it. So he goes up, goes on one path, switches on this path, ends up getting dark, ends up coming farther away from the top. He's descending the mountain. He calls out for help. The teacher takes him to the bottom and explains the answer: how to find God's will and destiny for your life. He said, "Here's the thing. You know, we're all heading ultimately. You know, in the Bible, whenever you go to Jerusalem, you had to go up. It always says Jesus went up to Jerusalem because it's on the mountains. So every time you go to Jerusalem, it's called, in Hebrew, it's called Aliyah. It's the upward journey." The Psalms of going up. It's always upward. And so, and we are, if we're believers, we are heading to Jerusalem. We're heading to New Jerusalem. So our whole life has to be an upward journey. And the key of finding God's will, you may not know which path to go on. Do I go right? Do I go left? The key direction is up. Every day you have a chance. You have to make an aliyah. Every day you have an opportunity to go upward or downward. You have choices every day to go with the spirit, go with the flesh, go with selfishness, go with God. Every day you have that choice. Always take the higher step. And you don't have to know exactly where God's leading you. But if you always do that, you take the higher step, you are going to get to the mountaintop. You're going to get to the very top no matter what. No matter where you start on that mountain, you're going to get to that part. It's not, if you were looking from heaven down, it would be like you're at the outside of a circle. You're going to get to the exact middle point where God's will is for your life. You're going to intersect the exact path. So even that, you will find your destiny by simply going, keeping one thing in mind, make your aliyah, go upward every day. You're not going to miss it.
Oh, I love that. You know, Jonathan, in the Harbinger, you brought us the mystery of the Shemitah, and now we have the mystery of the Shemika.
yes.
Explain the
yes.
difference now.
Okay, big difference. Okay, here in a nutshell, and we just can touch on these things. That is this, that before the sacrifice had to be offered up by the priest. Well, who offered up Jesus? It was the Sanhedrin, but that was the priesthood. It was no accident that they are the ones who offered him to be killed, to be sacrificed. Mm. But before a sacrifice of sin could be offered up, something had to be performed called the Shmicha. Okay, the Shmicha was this. The priest or the offerer had to lay hands on the head of the sacrifice, had to put his palm on the head, and could become one with the sacrifice and confess over the sacrifice his sins. So it was like transferring your sacrifice transferring your sins onto the sacrifice. It was called the smicha. Then the sacrifice could die for the sins. So from a science to sacrifice, could this have happened? The answer is yes. If you read carefully, what it says is Messiah was taken to the priest, and then what happened? It says after they pronounced the judgment, it says they struck him, they buffeted him, his face with their hands. They all placed their hands on his head, on the head of, that's the smicha. And it says specifically in the Greek, it says the palms of their hands. And not only that, you would have to confess this, your sin onto the sacrifice. Well, did that happen? Yes. What did they do when they did that? They pronounced the sin of blasphemy upon him. They said he was guilty. He wasn't guilty of blasphemy. They were guilty of blasphemy. And they were the priests. They were confessing the sins of man, the man as God. They were confessing that onto him, and only after that could he be offered up. And listen, what does that have to do with each of us? Not only is God performed this mikha, he put our sins upon him, but when every time someone gets saved, when we get saved, we are performing the smicha. We are placing, in a sense, our hands on his head, and we're saying, Jesus, you died for my sins. You have my sins, you died, and by that, I am saved. And we still, every day, there is a way to perform the smicha and to be set free every day.
You know, Jonathan, you write that there's something hidden in every translation of the Bible. And so tell us about the Hebrew mysteries and divine pluralities. What do you mean by that?
Yes, there's so much here. I'll touch on one little thing here. You don't see it in your English translation, but this is one of the reasons for the Book of Mysteries. There's so much there that's there in the original language. And I'll give you an example. There are certain words that appear in the Hebrew that you can never say singular, and they should be singular, but they're never singular. It makes no sense, but there's a mystery to it. For instance, we think of, you know, God has mercy. Well, the answer in Hebrew is he doesn't have mercy. He has only, the word is rachamim, and the noun form of mercy. So it doesn't say mercy in the Hebrew, in the Bible. It says mercies. God doesn't just have mercy for you. Yeah. He has mercies, rachamim. And that means, and the word for sin is singular, but the word for his mercy and his love is plural, which says no matter how much sin you have, there's always far more mercy than he has to cover your sin. There's no end to his mercies. And you find this mystery, there's certain key words, including, by the way, the word of God himself, the greatest mystery. It's not God, it's Elohim, the very first word for God, which is plural. Now, there's only one God, but what it's telling you is God is so awesome, so amazing, there's no end to God. There's no end to his love. There's no end to his joy. There's no end to his awesomeness. That's why one of the mysteries is, why do we have eternity in heaven? Why is heaven eternal? Why do we have eternal? Because eternity, that's how long it takes to know God. So it never ends.
Wow.
It never ends.
Exactly.
And the Book of Mysteries never ends. It ends with a kind of an unending ending.
Very cool. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to be blessed in such a special, incredible way. Once again, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn has given us a gift and insight with his latest book, The Book of Mysteries. Jonathan, we got about a minute left. I want you to tie this up in such a way. I want people to know the book is available now at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jonathan, I'll give you the last minute to summarize as best we can here, because this book is so rich and there's so much to it.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. Yeah, I believe, and it's all about the Lord. I believe people will be blown away, and the most important thing is we need to be strong now and never stop seeking God. There's more. There's new. That's the point. There's no end. God says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not of. And that's it. Don't stop seeking and you won't stop finding. And it's not just, about this book. You can get it anywhere, of course, as you said, but I believe you're going to love it. But the most important thing is never stop seeking. God has more for you, but seek him with all your heart and you'll find.
Jonathan Kahn, he was the one that caused the national, international stir with his New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger, and he's doing it again, ladies and gentlemen, with his brand new book, The Book of Mysteries. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn on Bill Martinez. Jonathan, thank you so much. God bless.
Joy. God bless you, Bill.
Thank you.
attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.